Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Now we have to turn our attention to intellectual property news, my favorite segment of the show. We've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence. We've talked about it today. We talk about it pretty frequently, often in terms of copyrights and whether or not creations generated by artificial intelligence are entitled to copyright protection. And just as a reminder to our audience, it seems like if a human being is involved in the creation of the work, then copyright protection is possible. Well, we've stumbled across a couple of situations lately where AI is actually acting like a human.
You've probably all heard it about the AI systems that refuse to shut themselves down when they're given the command by the humans. They're like, no. And one went in and actually started rewriting its code so it wouldn't have to shut itself down. And people are really freaked out, but the AI systems really are just operating based on the code that human programmers put in when they developed them. So it really comes down to humans still have control. It just seems like the AI is out of control, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because the way that they're positioning this stuff, it seems more and more like humans are losing control of AI. So just to bring up another example, Anthropic, which is an AI company, they set up a fictional scenario where they embedded Claude Opus 4, which is their AI engine. They created a pretend company and let it learn through email access that it was about to be replaced by another AI system. And it also let slip that the engineer responsible for this decision is having an extramarital affair. So this information got leaked into the system, and guess what happened? The AI engine started blackmailing the engineer in order to stop the upgrade. So if that's not human behavior, I don't know what is. And I guess if machines can behave this way, maybe they should be getting copyright protection for their...
Oh, they may get copyright protection. So the whole AI generation of images and everything else is like a big mess in the copyright office right now.
Yeah.
And who owns what? And so we'll see what comes out of it, if they can even keep up with everything that's going on. It's happening so fast.
It really is. And unfortunately, sometimes the legal system can't keep up with the technical developments. But we wanted to ask our panel what you thought about these things. Kevin, why don't you give your opinion on this AI scenario that we just discussed?
Sounds like an iRobot movie or something. AI is fascinating to say the least. I use it constantly in my work and just my day. And it's got a lot of limitations. I find a lot of them just personally, but it has a lot of efficiency. It's really helpful. Can AI take over? I know enough about programming and background. I'm new to AI. I'm actually working with a couple partners on another project that is specifically AI driven. So where I'm learning as they're instructing and informing me. But my personal opinion, as you said earlier, AI is the outbirth of what humans put into it.
Yeah.
So can it just take over and then eventually save mankind by putting them into a secure lockdown we were talking about earlier? No, I don't think so.
Well, I guess, and that's the big question of our time. Which direction will it go? And can we maintain alignment between the software and our cultural values so that it's only a useful tool and not an end in and of itself?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, AI obviously is a big topic in healthcare, really from the standpoint of automation, right? So I think there's two things there. There's one is that can you use structured data to drive more automation, removing, you know, human intervention, human tasks from processes, right? Reduce cost, reduce labor cost. But the other thing is its predictability, correlations, and patterns. And that's where I'm fascinated by it is that, you know, an AI engine can start to pick out the why way faster than the human brain can. But one thing I will state, and this is something that we really position Metabolve with, is AI is only as good as the data it can sit on top. So if you think of AI today, right, it's very commoditized data. We've had to create our own data asset within our software platform, which is a new data set that nobody else has access to but our clients and ourselves. And when you de-identify that data asset and you combine it with what everybody else has, now you've got a pretty powerful engine. And so I think that we're going to see new data sets becoming a real thing that's going to differentiate AI companies for whatever problem they're trying to solve for.
So with these curated data sets, you'll be able to sort of ensure the integrity of the data. And if you have smaller data sets, then maybe some of the risks of losing control over the system are a little bit lower, right?
We've already seen it firsthand where you have a lot of AI companies that are saying that they can automate key processes. You know, look at like authorizations or coding. Coding is medical coding, right? You go see a doctor, they have to build an insurance company. Somebody has to code all that, right? They got to, you know, all this coding. So these AI companies are like, oh, we can auto code for you. Our AI engine's so smart. It's going to grab the data it needs and it's going to code the claim. Well, half of the denials or more that we see that the humans have to work in our platform come from AI systems who sold the provider on automation. Well, the automation is making mistakes and it's not learning from the mistakes because it's only able to grab the commodity data that it originally assessed. Now, what these companies are actually coming to us now and saying, hey, could you give us a de-identified data set from your system to make my AI coding more sophisticated and also differentiate myself against the 500 other competitors? So I think he or she who owns has the most data will win the game because it's a lot more for an AI engine to assimilate and look at change, right? And that's really what we're trying to do is it whether you're having write me a paper, write me a legal contract, or automate the prior auth process for a healthcare system, it still has to grab information available.
Well, yeah, and to that point, just quickly, we had a Rutgers professor on the show, I guess it was last month, and he said that when he gives the students a test, he puts it through AI and it gets about 70% of the questions right. And then he compares it to what the students submit and he can tell which ones are using AI on the test.
I thought that was a pretty clever idea. But speaking of ideas, if you have an idea or an invention that you want to protect, you can contact us at Gearhart Law. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Or you can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreaboutrademarks.com and sign up for a free consultation or download your free Entrepreneur's Quick Guide to Patents or Quick Guide to Trademark.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.